Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And those of you who are just tuning in, our show is all about vitamins, herbs, homeopathy. We talk about nutrition in general. We try and answer your questions about nutrition and health. And our phone number in the studio, if you want to give us a call, is 1-800-321-0710. And this show is also being simulcast down to Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA, and the 800 number. 800-321-0710 works from Atlanta, Georgia as well. All righty. Now, those of you who've been on the phones over the break, thanks for staying there, and let's get right back to you. Eric from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah, hi. Happy New Year, guys. I called once before about vitamin D3, which is very low according to my blood work and all. And I need a formula cocktail to pick up tomorrow at the Broadway store because I've had a cold for 3 weeks here. It just lingered, and I don't want to go into the hospital with pneumonia at my age. And also my adrenals are weak. I'm taking like 7,000, 8,000 IUs of vitamin D3 plus cod liver oil twice a day, stuff like that. And I don't want to go into the litany of stuff, but I need a good formula.
Has somebody measured your vitamin D level?
Yeah, I've had blood work done every, 6 months.
And it's not, the vitamin D level isn't too high?
Right, it's low.
Even at 6,000-7,000 units a day coming in?
Right, yeah. And he said, well, maybe you need to take 10,000, And
Possible. Well, I'm going up there. When was the last time he checked it?
What? I got the blood report back and spoke to the doctor about 3 weeks ago. And it was still low, and the blood work was done the week before that. So within a month, I've had a blood levels checked.
All right. That's pretty unusual to be taking that much and not to have the level go up. And I think that needs further medical investigation. Are you malabsorbing? Are you taking a vitamin D3 or vitamin D2?
D3. I listen to all the reports.
Yeah. There's something that doesn't fit. When he says you're low, are you really below the ranges that the lab says, or is below what he's?
Yes. Right. Yes, he goes over very carefully.
Yeah. Well, then you need further evaluation to figure out why that's low, because that's very unusual.
Right, but that's one factor. That's not the only reason why you may have a lingering cold. You obviously have an immune system that needs a little bit of help.
Definitely.
Okay,
doctors indicated that. He says if they admitted me to a hospital with pneumonia, they would kill me in a hospital, which I understand. So I'm trying to avoid that by building up my immune system.
That's why you're calling, Eric, and that's why we're going to try and help you. Okay.
Great.
So we've recommended a product frequently called AHCC. Okay, it's called... Kanoko AHCC?
Yeah, the Japanese mushrooms.
That's right. Part of that's fermented and also treated, and it's not just a mushroom.
Yeah. I got that at your store down Broadway once.
Are you taking it?
Not currently, no. But
why not?
Well, I don't.
Okay, so let's. If you want help.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want help, then we need to know what you're doing and what, so that we can tell you what to do.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Well, I mean, I do recollect someone coming to my store, to the store downtown, and mentioning that they're getting frequent colds. And I do believe I often recommend AHCC to people who have a problem fighting colds, who are concerned about getting things like pneumonia and stuff. So there seems to be enough information provided by Quality of Life and AHCC manufacturers to show that it is helpful. You need to take about, well, let's see, it's the high dose, the Canoco Gold, is 500 milligrams, and you have to take like six a day. That would be three times a day or two times a day. Nevertheless, it's going to be six capsules a day, and I guess that's 3,000 milligrams of AHCC. That's what you need.
But that's just one thing. What about the echinacea products,
right?
And what about the the astragalus, right? And all of those things?
Right. Well, there's a lot of other mushroom products. That's a good one. So if you were just to use one mushroom product, that would be good. Although a product called Host Defense or My Community by Stamets, these are nice mushroom blends. But let's say if we were to go to in a different direction, it's good to take vitamin D. Studies show that vitamin D does help prevent infections. There's things like echinacea. We love the echinacea by Natural Factors. I think it's called Anti-V. It's a nice formula of a good quality echinacea with lomatium in it, as well as some reishi and maybe a couple of other things. I like the Wellmax. It's been around for forever, but it's a really solid product for just about having everything you need in one supplement for the immune system. The regular dose is two tablets a day. Perhaps you need to take like two, three times a day. This is sort of like, let's say, fruit and nuts. Everything's in it. The vitamins, the NAC, N-acetylcysteine, is very important for your white blood cells. It's got a whole host of herbs and nutrients in it that would be supportive of your immune system. And I think right there, you could start there and see how you do.
Yeah, okay, that sounds like a good recommendation. I appreciate that.
All right.
And I'll stop down the store tomorrow because I don't want to go any further with this stuff.
Okay, thanks for your call, Eric.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye. All righty, and next we have Stan calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Stan.
How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
I have
to
Parkinson's
you.
Disease. I have very bad freeze. I have very bad blepharospasm. Spasm. Anything you could recommend for both those things? Very bad freeze, very bad blepharospasm. Spasm.
Very bad what kind of
spasm? Freezing.
Breathing spasm. Mm. Okay. Once Parkinson's, it's a difficult disease to treat. They had some studies which utilized very high doses of vitamin CoQ10. Not vitamin CoQ10, but coenzyme Q10. Do you take currently CoQ10?
I take 400 milligrams of CoQ10. I take three a day. Three a day, 1,200 milligrams of CoQ10 a day.
So you're taking 1,200 milligrams a day.
Right, that's the kind of the top dose they were using.
Yeah, but I think they went to, they went to 2,400 on the CoQ10, but you only need probably about that on the ubiquinol.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is difficult because there's really, as Dr. Baudel would often say, there's just not enough good, solid evidence in terms of really big studies on any particular natural substance for Parkinson's. That doesn't mean that there's nothing out there that might be helpful, but it's sort of speculative. For instance, there are nutrients that are I guess antispasmodic, things like taurine, glycine, GABA may be helpful. In some studies they showed GABA might be useful. There's something called NADH, NADA. I think Birkmeyer did some small studies and found it to be helpful. It's not the kind of studies that you would expect, like, for instance, a prescription drug, but it may lead you to some clues about what might be useful. And there's really not much else. Glycine, taurine, GABA, there are things that are antispasmodic, but you just have to try them. I don't know what else to tell you. Give them a shot. Maybe it'll help.
I'm freezing both of them together.
And you know what else? Can I just say one thing, Arnie? Although nobody's really said it, but because CoQ10 looked like it may be promising, since that those studies came out, I guess a year ago or more, Arnie.
More, yeah.
You know, nobody's made a connection with the new form of Q10, ubiquinol. Now, if ubiquinol is so superior or a better way of getting CoQ10, it's a little pricier, but it might be worthwhile. The benefit of the ubiquinol, number one, it seems to be in a more active form, or it's in a reduced form. That sort of saves your body a time from converting it into the regular Q10. But it's also one of the advantages of Q10, of ubiquinol, is that it's soluble. It's much more soluble than regular Q10. So there are also other soluble Q10s on the market. CoQSol from Now Foods is a soluble Q10. I think Ajaro has an Ultra Q10 that's soluble. They use, I believe, limonene as a solvent. So you can get better absorbed forms of Q10 and maybe take higher doses.
All right, Stan, thanks so much for that call. All right, it's time to pause for a break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gatomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. Doctor's Best and Healthy Origins, 40% off the entire lines. Source Naturals, Nature's Answer, Garden of Life, American Health, 35% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, New Chapter, 30% off. All of these on the entire lines. Quality of Life is on sale. Jarrow's on sale. Allergy Research Group is on sale. Nordic Naturals, Solgar, all on sale.
That's right, and that's just part of it. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's, and you check the on sale tab. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog. You can also call for our catalog. Our number at the store is 1-800-633-1106. You can leave your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices. You can even place your order on the website. website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, a nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements and plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I want to tell you that the entire Solgar line is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition, vitamins, minerals, herbs. We're here in New York on WOR 710 and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And the 800 number works from Atlanta, Georgia as well, 800-321-0710. And by the way, you know, you folks should look in your mailboxes. January's sales flyer was mailed out the end of December, and I got my copy last week, and you should be getting your copy if you haven't already gotten it. And all of the sales that we're mentioning on the on the show today went into effect. We put them in the computer Saturday night, so we're all ready to go starting first thing Monday morning, and you can get all these wonderful sale prices. Okay, our next caller is Michael from New Jersey.
Hi. I have a question. By the way, Happy New Year to everyone.
You too.
I have a question. Thank you. I have a question about enlarged prostate. I recently visited a urologist because I was having frequent urination at night. He told me that I had the beginning of BPH, that my prostate was enlarged, and he suggested that I could either do nothing at this point or go on a prescription drug or use salt palmetto, but he never specified the dosage or salt palmetto. Could you give me some advice on that, please?
Yeah, they usually recommend a salt palmetto that's a standardized extract of salt palmetto. It's available usually in a product that you take one capsule twice a day, and each one is about 160 milligrams of an extract, which is 85 to 95% fatty acids and sterols, for a total of 320 milligrams a day. So if you wanted to take a plain salt palmetto, Palmetto, that's the type of product that you would look for, and that extract is available from many, many different companies. Nature's Way has one, Solaray has one, I think Now Foods has one, Jarro has one, Solgar has one. So pretty much all of the companies has a nice saw palmetto extract. They do have other things which go along with saw palmetto, which might make it even a little bit better. They add other things such as another herb called pygium. Zinc can be very helpful. Selenium can be helpful. Pumpkin seed oil sometimes is helpful. So there are a slew of products from many, many companies that are good, excellent products that would be beneficial for the early stages of BPH.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Michael. Thanks for that call. And next we're talking to Adrian from the Bronx.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
I have two quick questions, if possible. One's a short one on vitamin D. How much should I take? And the second is I inhaled some dust, and I feel not tightness, but I feel that if I breathe, it's just I feel like I have to cough.
All right. We'll start with the easy one, and I'll do that because vitamin D, we always say you can check the amount of vitamin D you need. You can get a blood test to be sure. But I guess a good starting point is 800 units a day at least, maybe 1,000 units a day.
Okay.
And as far as dust when you breathe, we'll give that tougher one to Dr. Podell.
Okay.
So when did this event happen?
Yesterday, and I was coughing all night, and I felt a little tightness, I guess, in my chest.
And have you ever had any asthma or anything like that?
No.
And do you still have it now?
It's better. I've had tea with honey and warm liquids, and I take my vitamins.
When you say tightness in your chest, do you mean when you're coughing or at other times?
If I want to take a deep breath, I feel. Last night I felt like I had an elephant sitting on my chest. It was kind of. Uncomfortable.
Only when you took a deep breath?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the important thing for listeners is that anybody who had a chest tightness of an ongoing basis, one has to assume that that's cardiac until proven otherwise. On the other hand, what you're describing here is this is something to do with taking a deep breath, with coughing, which, again, suggests that it was simply an irritant effect from breathing something in.
Yeah.
And that should ordinarily get better by itself.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, then you have to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Irritation of the airways can cause spasm of the bronchial tubes, which is sort of like an asthma. And this could happen. And that would need medical attention. But most likely it just gets better by itself.
Can I take anything to aid it?
Well, yes and no. I mean...
Okay, we have to pause in about 10 seconds. Sam, anything you wanted to say about something quick?
Well, Respirtonic by Herbs, etc. is one of my favorite remedies to alleviate lung...
Respirtonic, and that's a drops?
It's drops.
Okay. Respirtonic drops from Herbs, etc.
Right.
That's one of Sam's favorite products for this type of thing. Helps clear out the chest.
Yep.
And what you're doing with drinking tea and honey always makes you feel better, so you could do that too. Okay, we have to pause for this break. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we shall return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling over at the Lincoln Tunnel out of town, you've got two lanes closed due to police activity on the Helix. Once you come out of the tube, so anticipate a very, very difficult ride for yourself. On the inbound side, no reports of any problems right now, so that's good news for you. Over at the Holland Tunnel, a 20-minute outbound wait, although an earlier disabled vehicle is gone. Inbound side, you're okay. And we're not seeing any problems for you over at the GW Bridge as far as accidents, but heading into town on the upper deck, still going to tie you up at 15 to 20 minutes at this point in time. Cross Bronx westbound side, the Sheridan Expressway disabled vehicle at the end of the on-ramp causing a delay. Staten Island Expressway westbound side at 440, a disabled vehicle. Left lane's going to be blocked off. And as you travel at the area airports, LaGuardia Airport, 1 hour and 40-minute delays on arrivals. Newark with 1 hour and 45-minute delays on arrivals. And Kennedy with 1 hour delays on arrivals, all due to the windy conditions. If you're flying, stay in touch with the individual airline today. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9. Making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stevie Window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who couldn't get through earlier. 1-800-321-0710. And as I say, this number also works from Atlanta, Georgia. All righty, our next caller is Emma calling from Manhattan. Hi, Emma.
Yes, hello. Happy New Year to everybody. My question is also about D vitamin. My mother was prescribed because her tests show very low D.
Mm-hmm.
So she was prescribed 50,000 of vitamin D prescription.
Right.
And when I, it seems to me like a little bit too high, so I contacted the company and I asked them what form is it. They say it's D2, it's not D3.
Right.
And I understand most of the vitamins now is D3. They wouldn't explain to me why they choose D2. So my question is, what do you think about this 50,000 once a week?
It's a good idea for your mother. It gives a, it just builds it up quickly. Don't worry about the fact that it's D2.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, in this particular case, use the product. Don't worry about the fact that it's D2.
Right. The only prescription products available is the D2. And doctors will prescribe it for short periods of time at very high doses to build you up.
Mm-hmm.
The other way to do it would be to do a lower dose and use D3 from the pharmacy or health food store, but that will take longer to build up. If people are not frail and if their levels aren't terribly low, ordinarily you just take D3 from the health food store. However, in the case where someone is old or sick or very, very low, it's reasonable for the doctor to prescribe. And there you don't want to take it every day because that would be an overdose. The once a week, and then they'll usually do it for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, or some finite period of time.
So you feel it's safe, like, to do it for maybe 8 weeks?
The doctor's going to have to measure the blood level to see if it's coming up. And normally they would measure that out at 4 weeks, 6 weeks, some period of time like that.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much. Do I have a chance for a second question?
Sure, no extra charge.
Okay, totally unrelated. Okay, recurrent boils. Somebody who had boils for already four times.
You said boils?
Boils, yes.
B-O-I-L-S?
Right, recurrent boils. And he took already tetracycline already three times, and this is like the third time it's happening.
Well, tetracycline isn't working, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, that's only going to take care of an infection. I mean, if there's an accumulation of things that sort of infectious material that accumulates, and usually a good natural cleanse will do the job. You take something like a couple of herbs, like red root, echinacea, I think stillingia. There's some nice blood cleansing formulas available. Again, I like herbs, etc. They make something called lymph tonic or lymphatonic. You take like 30 drops of that three times a day. It has a nice combination of detoxifying herbs and things that help sort of stimulate the lymphatic system, really get out the infectious material or whatever is toxins are accumulating in the body, and give that a try. Perhaps a good bowel cleanse would be useful. I also think, we haven't mentioned it before, we had a previous caller about wanting something for their immune system. You know, the probiotics play a very, very important role in the immune system. In this time of year, you tend to forget about it, but actually their studies show that probiotics can help support the immune system in infections.
Absolutely. Good idea.
So, you know, bowel cleanse, lymphatic tonic. There's a a nice tonic also. I'm sorry, I like this company. They Herbs Etc. They make some nice products. They have something called Mouth Tonic. You can actually put it on the boil. It's called Mouth Tonic, but it has the ingredients are really great as antiseptics. There's things like sanguinaria in it. There's echinacea. There's myrrh. There's a few other propolis. These are really excellent anti-infectious materials, and you can actually apply it to the boil.
So, could you repeat the name of it, please?
It's called Mouth Tonic. Don't get confused, but it's actually I recommend it topically.
I got it. So basically, you think it's when you said it needs to be cleansed, you think it's in the bloodstream already?
Lymphatic. Your lymphatic system is sort of like it takes materials that are not supposed to be in your body, and it sort of stores them, breaks them down, helps get rid of certain infectious materials, and if your lymphatic system is a little sluggish, it may accumulate. So things like boils is a way of shows some that kind of accumulation. So a good lymphatic flush would be great, and I think lymphatonic or products like that would be useful. A colon cleanse, probiotics.
If you want a little more, come to either of our two stores. Stop into either of the two stores, and we'll be glad to help you, Emma.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, who's next? Leon, calling from Manhattan. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello, gentlemen. I think this may be a question for Dr. Podell.
He'll answer it, I assure you.
Okay. About 6 weeks ago, I got a tooth infection, number 14, which upper left. I started to take care of it with amoxicillin and rifamycin, and it was okay. I got rid of the infection. However, while I was doing that, I came up with pulsatile tinnitus. In the left ear, right above where the infection was. What can I do about it? I wonder how this can turn out. How dangerous is this thing?
Well, the answer I don't know, but I think a dentist and dental x-rays make sense because you're talking about having an infection and it's in close proximity to where the ear is and the cranial nerves that go to the ear. That's the best I can say, that it would seem that there likely was some degree of inflammation in the area. Now, could the infection actually still be sitting there somewhere in your ear and so forth? I would tend to doubt it, but I think that's really a better question for the dentist. And that you need x-rays on there?
Particularly concerned with the pulsatile. In other words, it's exactly the way my heart is, which means it's going up to the vein right next to the ear apparatus.
And it may well be.
60 pulses a second, just like my pulse.
Right. Well, then I think, having added that, I think there's something for your doctor and the dentist both to look at. I don't think I can say more than that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that call, Leon. And next we have Diane calling from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Diane.
Hi. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good. My question is, I take CoQ10 in ubiquinol form,
right,
and DHA in a plant-based form.
Okay.
I wanted to know what the daily dose would be in those forms.
Ubiquinol can be anywhere around the range. 100 milligrams is probably a good dose.
Okay.
If you're just taking it as a supplement?
Yes.
100 milligrams is a good dose of ubiquinol.
In divided doses?
No. You don't need to divide the dose.
Oh, you don't?
No. You can if you want to, but
These are fat soluble, so that they just hang around. You don't have to do it. It isn't like it's going to wash out in the urine or anything.
Okay.
Well, as I said before, ubiquinol actually is a more soluble form.
I don't think it's more soluble.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, okay.
It is.
It's still a fat-soluble form.
Yeah.
It's not a water-soluble form.
Right.
So once a day is fine.
Okay, 100 milligrams?
100 milligrams is fine unless you're taking it for other reasons.
No, just for antioxidant effect.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. And what about the DHA and the plant-based?
It comes, I think, either 100 milligram or 200 milligram.
What is a plant-based DHA?
DHA is it's not fish derived. It's algae derived.
Right.
The product is called Neuromins. Right. That's the trademark of the company who does it. I think it's Martek. They're the ones who make the DHA for all the baby foods.
Okay, so it's algae. Okay.
So it's just a DHA portion. And for some reason, you want to do it that way rather than taking a fish oil.
Right.
Yeah.
It comes in, the one that I have is 200 milligrams.
Yeah, a couple of those a day would be plenty.
Two a day in divided doses.
Once again, that's fat soluble as well. So you could divide it or you could take it as one dose.
Okay, so
dividing it is fine.
400 milligrams a day is good for that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I do have one other question real quick. I was taking 1,200 milligrams of calcium, and I would always get at night cramps in the bottom of my foot or my toe even. And I stopped taking the calcium. I reduced it to like 400 milligrams a day, and it hasn't never happened again. Is there some correlation between?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No, you would not expect calcium to cause that.
Yeah.
Calcium deficiency could cause that.
Yeah.
But calcium itself should not.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the answers.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Diane. And next we have Bob calling from Queens.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
My eye doctor had suggested lutein.
Lutein?
Lutein, sorry. Because of macular degeneration.
Okay.
Says I have the start of it. What do you think, and how much should I take?
You should be taking at least 20 milligrams of lutein a day. Okay, and many, many companies make lutein in 20 milligrams. I know Jarrow does, and does Bluebonnet make it in that dosage? And Solgar probably makes it in that dosage. So any of the companies that we talk about has a lutein at about 20 milligrams a day.
Okay, so 20 milligrams.
That's a good dose of lutein.
Thanks.
All righty, you're very welcome. Okay, guess what? It's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return after these messages.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
And here's some good news. The entire Quality of Lifeline now on sale at 30 to 44% off list price. Most fish oil products focus strictly on numbers, the highest possible potencies of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA. But science tells us that potency is only part of the equation. For proper heart, joint, and brain support, you need specific potencies in just the right ratio of DHA and EPA. That's why Bluebonnet Nutrition uses only EPEX omega-3 fish oils. They're backed by years of research, more than 100 human clinical studies, so you can be confident that Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 functional fish oils will provide the scientifically supported levels of DHA and EPA for optimal heart, joint, and brain support with unrivaled potency, purity, and freshness. The fish oil used in these formulas are not only derived from deep-sea cold-water fish that have been molecularly distilled, virtually eliminating all heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants, they have also been tested by an independent laboratory. So, if you're beginning to suspect that may be something fishy about other omega-3 products on the market, catch the wave and harness the power of Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 heart, joint, and brain formulas.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition and health. And next we have Carl calling from Garfield, New Jersey. Hello, Carl.
Yes, I'm here.
Got a question for us, Carl.
Right. My question is, I had chemo about 5 years ago, and after that, about maybe a month or 2 months later, I developed a neuropathy in my feet, both feet. I still have them. I tried some drugs. They didn't work, so I'm not doing anything right now, and I was looking for a herb or a supplement that might help my sensitivity and numbness in my feet. Thank you.
Well, I mean, we know certain things that are helpful in healing nerves that have been looked at in, say, diabetes and in certain other forms of deficiency. Whether they would be relevant to the particular damage that was done, presumably by the chemotherapy, we don't know. But things to look at would include lipoic acid, primrose oil, carnitine. Certainly you want to have adequate vitamin B12 and vitamin B1. I guess a B50 multivitamin would probably cover that. And then I think there's a longer list of other odd causes of neuropathy, which would include, you know, lead poisoning, exposure, mercury, and so on, which, you know, you need a doctor to rule out those. And in addition, the oncologist would know the mechanism of the particular chemotherapy agent that was used. Some of them specifically, say, affect folic acid or certain other nutrients where you could use those as supplement.
Okay, so Dr. Podell gave you some things to hang your hat on. Something else that might be helpful might be one of those things, those circulegs or stuff like that. What do you think about that, Sam?
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't hurt to try. You know, poor circulation could be one of the factors involved with your neuropathy. So by taking things, certain herbs like horse chestnut, butcher's broom, these contain flavonoids that support circulation, capillaries and veins in your legs, so you may want to take a look into those. What about things like lipoic acid, for instance? We have.
Yeah.
Did you mention that?
Yeah. Because, yeah.
All right. So,
mentioned that at the outset.
Yeah.
So, right, so those are all the things, yeah. Carl.
Well, thank you.
All righty. Next, we have Mark from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Yes. Hi, guys. My problem seems to be some kind of a candida or fungus on the upper part of the thighs and on the scrotum as well. There's some sort of a cheesy substance that seems to form on it, and the itch increases whenever I have not necessarily sugary foods, but like carbohydrates or something like that. What I do to alleviate it is take a topical cream to over-the-counter, you usually has like menthol and zinc oxide and camphor ingredients.
Why don't you use a why don't you use an antifungal? Why don't you use something? Lotrimin.
Lotrimin.
Yeah, I do. I take fluorocyanide, which is you need a prescription for. I only take that when it itches very bad.
Those are the things that I would, unless you want to just find out what it
ordinarily,
is.
Ordinarily, if you have a yeast in the skin area, it's because there's moisture and or rubbing. And those are usually the predisposing factors. The other thing is to make sure the doctor checks your blood sugar, that you've not gotten high blood sugar, diabetes kind of thing, because those people with that are also more predisposed to yeast.
Yeah, but by all means, try that Lotrimin, you know, and see how that goes for you. All right, next let's talk to Sarah from Paramus, New Jersey.
Okay, I'm going to try to be fast because I know you're nearing the end. I've had a chronic problem with acid reflux, which has been pretty much under control. I've had numerous endoscopies. One showed Barrett's, but the recent ones have not. I've taken a lot of supplements, and of late, the past 4 weeks or so, it's just recurred, and nothing seems to help it. I was wondering for what, if anything, you might suggest in addition to what I take, and whether something like astragalus, which I had just started taking about that time, could that possibly cause something like this?
Astragalus, probably not, but if it's something that you think, stop it.
I know, but I thought the other thing that new in my life around that time was I had an infusion of this Reclast for the osteoporosis, and it's not supposed to have this side effect. Well, anyway, this is where I am, and what I'm taking is I do take two protonics daily, and I also take the DGL and the L-glutamine powder, mm-hmm. BroccoMax, green tea, 7D.
You're taking all the good things.
I can't seem to to knock it out, and
the medicine doesn't help you either.
Not at this point. And my doc, the gastroenterologist, sort of wiped his hands and said, "Well, the only other things he can suggest is surgery," and I'd like not to reach that point. So do you have anything else that I might suggest?
It seems that you're doing all of them. We throw our hands up sometimes as well.
I know. I also find that when I take things like Mylanta, in addition, mm-hmm. that acts like a laxative for me.
That's common. There's magnesium in there.
Yeah, but there are some which I think have more aluminum in them. What about Tums? Or is that doesn't work at
calcium.
All?
Calcium. I haven't tried Tums lately. I really have not.
Try it.
Okay.
Because at least it gives you some calcium.
Yeah, I know. Well, I do take calcium, but yes, I know it does. All right. Well, that's where I'm at with this thing, and it's very frustrating. And
I know.
Uncomfortable.
I know.
Besides which, I'm concerned about the chronic irritation to the esophagus.
It's not
a good thing.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all right.
Thank you.
All right. Next, let's talk to Alston from Brooklyn, New York. Hello, Alston.
Yeah, I'm taking Flomax, and I would like to know if I could use any one of those things that you spoke about, or the herbs, along with that.
Well, you're taking the Flomax. None of the things that we spoke about would interfere with the Flomax. You know, whether it was the saw palmetto or the pygium or the zinc or any of the things, any of the formulas that are meant for the prostate.
Could you recommend something as good that I can take, one of them?
Okay, now what do you want it to do? What do you want to take it for?
Large prostate.
Okay, so you get up at night?
Yes, sometimes I get it.
Okay. Yeah, you can take a good combination product. As I know Doctors Best has a comprehensive prostate right. formula, which is a nice combination formula of a whole bunch of different ingredients. It's called Comprehensive Prostate Formula. It's by Doctors Best. And Jarrow also has a product called Prostate Optimizer, which right. is very good as well. Okay, so you got a bunch of good choices there, Alston. Prostate Optimizer or what was the other one? Comprehensive
Prostate Formula.
Okay, now let's hear a word from Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, we've come to the end of this episode and our ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this Sunday afternoon with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. I'd like to thank Ira and Noah in the control room for helping us out today. I'd like to wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year. And I'd like to tell everybody that following the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock is the Heart Show, featuring none other than Dr. Fred Vanini. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll see you again next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.